Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today's episode, we are diving into the importance of deepening connections through meaningful conversations. Y'all, in a world buzzing with superficial interactions and fleeting social media connections, let's find and nurture genuine connections and make it more valuable than ever. It's through meaningful conversations that we can truly understand and be understood. We can build trust and cultivate relationships that enrich our lives. So in this episode, we will explore why deepening conversations is vital for our well-being, personal growth, and overall happiness. So let's embark on this journey together and discover the power of meaningful conversations. In an era dominated by technology and social media, y'all, it's no surprise that shallow interactions and surface-level conversations have become the norm. But amidst the noise and distractions, we must recognize the profound impact that meaningful conversations can have on our lives. Deepening connections through these conversations allows us to explore the depths of another person's experiences, emotions, and perspectives. It enables us to transcend the superficial and truly connect on a human level. Whether it's with our loved ones, friends, colleagues, or even strangers, engaging in authentic, open-hearted conversations not only strengthens our relationships, but also offers us a sense of belonging and validation. By actively listening, sharing vulnerability, and asking empowering questions, we create a safe space that fosters trust, empathy, and understanding. These connections, forged through meaningful conversations, ignite personal growth, enhance our well-being, and enrich our lives in profound ways. So let's just dive into the importance of deepening conversations, connections, and discover how meaningful conversations have the power to actually transform our everyday relationships and, most importantly, ourselves. So let's begin with small talk, often hailed as a social lubricant. It plays a crucial role in our everyday interactions, right? It refers to those light and casual conversations we engage in to establish rapport and bridge gaps in conversations. Think of it as the perfect icebreaker, allowing people to connect on a superficial level before delving into the more substantial topics. When it comes to small talk, we're talking about the safe and uncontentious topics that tend to dominate these conversations. We're talking about the weather, sports, or the latest happenings in the world. So its purpose really just to create a cozy and comfortable atmosphere, breaking any initial awkwardness we might feel and kind of paving the way for possibly a deeper conversation. But it's essential to understand that small talk usually stays on the surface. It tends to revolve around scripted exchanges, predictable responses, and a repetitive cycle of shallow pleasantries. So while it can be enjoyable in certain situations, and sometimes it's needed to just keep small talk because it is not safe to go deeper with certain people, it rarely goes beyond the surface and it shies away from controversial or intimate subjects. So really its primary aim is to just maintain ease and non-confrontation. So maybe there's someone in your life that just maintaining a small surface level conversation is what's best. It's important to understand that while we dive into this, there may be some people in your life that it's not safe to go deep in conversation, and that's okay. Having the knowledge to know who you can go safe and go deep with in these conversations is powerful. And that's where the limitations lie. So small talk, by its very nature, oftentimes really prevents us from exploring those deeper bonds and gaining a genuine understanding for one another. So it keeps us from, you know, being in a loop of surface level interactions, never really delving into other personal thoughts or beliefs or feelings and like truly understanding another person. So as we engage in small talk, let's be aware of its role as a social tool rather than a means of building profound relationships. It keeps the gears of conversation turning, but leaves the door open for us to explore deeper connections when the time is right. While small talk has its place in establishing initial connections, it often falls short when it comes to building the meaningful and lasting relationships. The focus on trivial and superficial topics can leave conversations feeling empty and unfulfilling. And as women, y'all, we crave authentic relationships and meaningful interactions that go beyond the surface. That's where the power of open-ended questions come in. These questions cannot be answered with a simple yes or no. And they create space for exploration, for self-reflection, and deeper understanding. When we ask open-ended questions, we invite others to express their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, allowing for a more authentic and meaningful dialogue. So, y'all, I want you to close your eyes, or if you're driving, I want y'all to keep your eyes on the road. Imagine this scenario. You're engaged in a conversation with a friend, but instead of sticking to the generic and surface-level questions like a lot of us really tend to do, how was your day? Or what do you do for work? I dare you to ask a thought-provoking question such as, what brings you joy and lights up your life? Or tell me about a personal challenge you've overcome and how it shaped you. These open-ended questions go beyond small talk, prompting individuals to reflect deeply and explore their thoughts and emotions in a meaningful and introspective way. The advantages of using open-ended questions to build connections are immense, y'all. They allow us to truly know others on a profound level, gaining insight into their values and aspirations and their life experiences. It is giving us an opportunity to foster so much empathy and compassion. The depth of these conversations nurtures trust and authenticity, and it creates an environment where both individuals feel genuinely seen and valued. Think about the last time someone asked a question like that and you felt like someone cared. Think about what a gift it would be to give someone that. Open-ended questions facilitate an opportunity for personal growth. They challenge us to broaden our perspectives and stay receptive to new ideas. So by engaging in these meaningful conversations and actively listening to the stories and experiences of others, we expand our understanding of the world and ourselves. In a society that often prioritizes surface-level interactions, harnessing the power of open-ended questions can be so transformative. It liberates us from the limitations of small talk, allowing us to create space for profound, deep, meaningful connections and relationships. So let's challenge the norms this year and embrace the practice of asking open-ended questions. Let's embark on a journey of deeper conversations that bring us closer, empower us as women, and enrich our lives. As women, we possess the ability to elevate our conversations and empower ourselves through the art of asking open-ended questions. It's a skill that can be cultivated with practice and intention. Let's explore powerful techniques that will enable us to craft questions that ignite profound dialogue and foster genuine connections. One effective technique, y'all, to amplify the impact of open-ended questions is incorporating the 5 W's. Who, what, where, when, and why. To create questions that provoke thoughtful and detailed responses. By embracing curiosity and posing insightful questions, we create an environment that fosters open and authentic conversation. So, in addition to mastering the art of open-ended questions, it's crucial to develop active listening skills to establish a deeper connection. Active listening involves being fully present in the conversation, attentively observing verbal and nonverbal cues, and genuinely understanding the other person's perspective. When we pair effective questioning techniques with attentive listening skills, we facilitate a harmonious and enriching dialogue that cultivates trust, empathy, and genuine connections. This facilitates the opportunity to grow a deep bond with each other. Through in-depth conversations that go beyond small talk, we gain insight into the values, aspirations, and experiences of each other, enriching our understanding of the world and ourselves. By creating an environment that encourages individuals to open up and express themselves authentically, we foster profound connections and empower ourselves as women. So let's embark on a journey of redefining our questioning and listening skills to engage in conversations that have the potential to transform us. So let's discuss how deep conversations can strengthen connections. Having deep and meaningful conversations can have a transformative effect on all types of relationships, from marriages and friendships to a parent-child dynamic and family relationships. Engaging in these types of conversations is crucial for building trust, understanding, and intimacy within each relationship. In marriages, having deep conversation allows couples to establish a strong foundation of trust and mutual understanding. By openly discussing their needs, desires, and expectations, partners can navigate challenges, resolve conflicts, and deepen their bond. These conversations create a space for vulnerability where partners can share their dreams, concerns, and fears, fostering a deeper connection and a shared vision for the future. Deep conversation also plays a vital role in close friendships, building trust and authenticity between friends. By delving into a deeper conversation about values, fears, and aspirations, friends can support each other through life's ups and downs. This level of openness nurtures genuine empathy, encouragement, and personal growth within the friendship. Within the context of parent-child relationship, deep conversations provide essential opportunities for parents to cultivate open communication and understanding. By engaging in conversations that explore emotions, boundaries, and values, parents empower their children to express themselves and feel heard. These discussions promote healthy familial relationships and create a safe environment for growth and development. Y'all, you want your children to feel safe to come to you. Furthermore, deep conversations within families help navigate complex relationships and address issues that may rise. Y'all, there is a lot of generational baggage. Allowing these conversations to happen in a safe space, so powerful. Discussing topics like parenting style, sibling dynamics, or even financial matters can foster understanding, cooperation, and strengthen the bonds between family members. In all of these relationships, engaging in deep conversation allows individuals to feel seen and heard, fostering a deep sense of connection. By approaching these discussions with respect, empathy, and a genuine desire to understand the other person's perspective, we create a safe and non-judgmental space for growth and strengthening our relationships. Y'all, deep conversations have a profound impact on relationships. It gives us the ability to finally start fostering trust, to foster understanding, and to finally feel like we are making a connection with the people closest to us. By engaging in open and honest dialogue, we are promoting our own personal growth. We're able to navigate challenges. We're able to create nurturing and supportive environments with the people close to us. I remember a time when I decided to be more intentional with my conversations with my husband and my children. So instead of simply asking them how their day was, I started asking what made their day good. It was a small shift in the way I approached our conversations, but it made a world of difference. One evening, as we sat at the dinner table, I asked my husband and children to share what made their day good. My husband mentioned a challenging meeting at work that he had had, and he managed to navigate it successfully. As he spoke about it, I could see the pride and the satisfaction in his eyes. It gave me an opportunity to celebrate him and his achievements and express my support to him. When it was my children's turn, my oldest shared how she had aced the test that she had been studying for. Seeing her face light up with excitement, I praised her hard work and her dedication. The conversation opened up an opportunity to discuss the importance of perseverance and the joy of reaping the rewards of our efforts. From that day forward, our dinner discussions and really just our everyday conversations became more meaningful and connected. By asking what made their day good, not just how was your day? Oh, it was good. But what made your day good? I was able to encourage them to not just focus on the negatives or the mundane aspects of their day-to-day life. We celebrated their victories. We shared our joys with each other and offered support during the challenging times. It deepened our understanding of each other's lives, and it has created a sense of closeness and belonging within our family. Through these intentional conversations, y'all, I realize that it's the small moments of genuine interest and curiosity that have the power to transform relationships. By consciously seeking out these opportunities to connect on a deeper level, we can foster a stronger bond with our loved ones and create a foundation of trust and understanding. So I encourage you to take a step of asking not just about the day itself, but about what made the day so good. Incorporate intentional and open-ended questions into your conversations with your husband, your children, your friends, your family, your coworkers, and witness the transformative power it can have on your relationships. Transitioning from superficial small talk to deep, meaningful conversations can present quite a challenge. We've all experienced that desire to connect on a deep level while cautiously navigating the realm of shallow chit-chat. But why is it so difficult to make that leap? I know that a lot of people fear that judgment. We worry that by revealing our true selves, our opinions, and experiences, others may not understand or accept them. This fear inhibits our willingness to engage in those significant conversations that have the potential to bring us closer. But I'm going to encourage you to start asking the questions first. Start asking the questions of those closest to you. Allow them to start being more open and vulnerable. That will then show them that this is a safe space. Another obstacle I know is feeling discomfort and just talking about personal topics. We tread carefully, afraid of intruding or oversharing. Society conditions us to keep things light and surface level, making it challenging to open up about deeper things that actually matter. Additionally, social norms play a role. We are taught that conversations should be pleasant and to avoid controversy. Safe topics are encouraged, while anything contentious is discouraged. These social norms discourage our yearning for authentic connection, and they dissuade us from exploring meaningful subjects. Y'all, we need to have the hard conversations. Just because we have a conversation, just because we disagree, does not mean it has to be a yelling match. We are adults and we can have conversations. And you know what? If both parties go into the conversation willing to learn something, and if you go into the conversation calmly and go into it saying, hey, I am not coming into this to fight. I just want to have a good conversation where maybe we can both take something out of this. So how do we overcome these challenges? It begins, y'all, with embracing vulnerability and acknowledging that big conversations require courage. We must understand that the rewards of deep conversations and genuine support are going to outweigh any discomfort we may encounter, especially with the people close to us, like our husbands, our wives, our children, our friends, the people in our close circle. Seeking out like-minded individuals who appreciate our authenticity is going to be crucial. Look for people who welcome going beyond the small talk. Taking the initiative to introduce deeper conversations and deeper topics can yield honestly surprising results for y'all. Active listening is going to be another essential skill to develop. Do not come to your spouse and want to have a deep conversation and then be unwilling to actively listen. Okay, it is going to be important that you are actively listening if you are going to ask the deep questions. So let's challenge societal expectations this year. We can break the mold and demonstrate the value of delving into more profound topics. By sharing our own experiences and perspectives, we can encourage others to do the same. Transitioning from small talk to meaningful conversations, it's going to require some effort and practice. It entails confronting fears, finding compatible individuals, actively listening, and challenging societal norms. However, the connections, y'all, that will form and the support we can receive from these significant conversations, it's going to make it so worthwhile. So let's take that leap and embrace the enriching experience of genuine human connection. So I want to leave you with a few tips on how to create a safe space for meaningful conversations. Practice active listening without interruption or judgment. Approach conversations with an open and non-judgmental attitude. Respect and validate others' opinions and experiences. Emphasize confidentiality to establish trust. Encourage setting boundaries for discussing sensitive topics. Use mindful language that is inclusive and respectful. And lead by example, y'all, by being vulnerable and sharing your own experiences. And then when we start incorporating these big conversations into daily life, just take the initiative. Start putting these conversations into daily life and ask open-ended questions. And when someone, you say, how was your day? It's good. You know what? Tell me what made your day good. Practice with trusted individuals like your spouse, maybe your children, and then start expanding from there. Seek out opportunities in discussion groups. Maybe, you know, go to a book club. Avoid defaulting to small talk. Next time someone says, how are you? I'm good. Tell me why you're good. I want to know why you're good. Or how are you? You know, I've been better. Tell me why. I'm here for you. Be patient, be persistent, and invest in the people around you. And there you have it, y'all. By implementing these powerful strategies and embracing vulnerability, we can have a powerful, safe space for meaningful conversations and deepening our connections with others. Let's embark on this journey of continuous learning together. And let's not only change our own lives, but let's also foster a world where profound conversations can thrive. Remember, the powerful, meaningful dialogue that can happen in our everyday lives has the power to not just change us, but change generations to come. So I'm going to challenge you today to go out and have a meaningful and profound conversation. And let me be the first to tell y'all this year, you are beautiful and you are loved. Empowered voices do change the world, so let yours be heard.